John chapter 15. John chapter 15. We're continuing our study series, I Am the Vine. We are the branches. That's correct. I Am the Vine. John chapter 15, verses 5 through 7. And I just want to share a little personal word before I get into the actual study tonight about this passage. It's been about 8 years ago, I think it was about 8 years ago, that as I was meditating on this passage, I had memorized it many years ago. But it's interesting that you can know what a scripture says, but sometimes God really speaks to you through that passage. And about 8 years ago, as I was meditating on this, it just came alive to me. And it's been my life passage. It's what I desire more than anything. So we're going to read verses 5 through 7. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he's like a branch that's thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask whatever you wish and it will be given unto you. Father, I come to you one more time again tonight, just asking you that you will make your word come alive in all of us, Lord. I want this passage to truly, truly be my heart's desire every moment of every day to remain in you, to not leave, to stay. Father, so I'm so selfish sometimes I don't even think about it because I'm focused on me. Lord, I don't want to do that. I want to stay in your presence. Help me, Lord. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. It's interesting that Jesus begins this very passage right here with two words, I am. Now, Jesus uses that phrase multiple times, but it's not just a phrase. It's a specific name. I am. You remember way back when Moses was trying to figure out who he should tell the Pharaoh had sent him to say, let my people go. And God says, I am. Tell them I am has sent you. I am literally stands for Yahweh or Jehovah. And Jesus says, I am the vine. That's his name. Remember that his name is Yahweh. All the other names, by the way, for God in Scripture deal with His character and with His works, except for Yahweh. But this name describes His substance, who He really is. In fact, Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, if you can scroll to that, you'll have to go on to the next page. There it is. Okay, one more. God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you're to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. You see, that's his name. His existence is based on himself. You see, we as people say, well, you know, hey, who are you? And I'm so-and-so. I work at the mine, or I'm so-and-so, I hold down a job doing this, or I'm so, and we tend to tell people who we are by what we do. But God says who He is because of who He is. And it's based on His substance, His name. It's also based on His purpose. Now look, it says, I am the what? The vine. He didn't say I'm the branches. He didn't say I'm the bark. I'm not the leaves. He says, I'm the vine. The reason is because the vine is the supply. It's what brings everything to the rest of the plant. Paul uses this picture in words in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And my God will what? Supply all of your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. The vine supplies the branches. If the vine wasn't there, the branches, of course, wouldn't be there. The leaves wouldn't be there. And certainly the fruit wouldn't be there. Everything you will ever need is found in the vine, in Jesus. Everything. Everything that you will ever need. Why would we ever want to leave His presence then? And I think sometimes we don't willfully want to leave His presence. We just kind of do. We tend towards the things of ourselves. We tend towards the things of this earth. And as I was meditating on this passage 8 years ago, God began to show me how often I leave His presence. Not willfully, not saying, God, I don't need you right now, or I don't want to be close to you, or anything like that. But it's just so easy for us to lose focus and to go out on our own. It's like we have spiritual ADD. And so we get so caught up in other things that we totally get off track. His name is I Am, and His purpose is the vine. And what does the vine do? It brings everything that we need. It is the provision for us. And I thought that was really interesting because when Jesus used this name, I Am, it reminded me of the seven I Am statements that are found in the book of John. And each one of them are provisions. And so I want to just look at that for just a moment and realize what the vine is providing for us. He says, first of all, in John chapter 6, verse 35, I am the bread of life. I am the one who sustains you. Jesus declared, I'm the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. See, He's providing for us. That's what God does. He is our provider. Again, in John chapter 8, verse 12, He says, I am the light of the world. If we didn't have light, we couldn't see anything, right? He is our spiritual wisdom and understanding. Jesus spoke again to the people. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Again, in John chapter 10, verse 9, He says, I am the gate. He is the one who gives access to the kingdom. The passage says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. So again, He's providing for us to be able to come into His presence. Number 4, I am the good shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 11 says, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. You see, He is the one who redeems us with His life. Again, He has provided for us. Then the fifth one is, I am the resurrection and the life. John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said to her, I'm the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Because He is the guarantor of eternal life. Does God provide? Yes, He does. Then He says in the sixth time, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one will come to the Father except through me. He is our only hope. We have no hope in anything else. Our hope is in the Lord. And lastly, in John chapter 15, this very one we're looking at, He says, I am the vine. I am the true vine. My Father's the gardener. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me, stay. And I in you, you'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. He is the source of spiritual life. And so when you think of all of those things together, what he's saying is this: everything that you need for true, real, eternal life is me. I'm the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. I am the gate to enter in. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I am the vine. If you will abide in me, stay there, and me and you, you will bring forth much fruit. Jesus is the vine. Now, the second part of this passage that we read a while ago says, we are the branches. Now, when you look at a tree, what you're really looking for is, what kind of tree is it? And how do you typically know what kind of tree it is? By the fruit that it has on it. Whether it's the particular flowers that it makes, or the particular fruit that you can pick off of it and eat, or whatever else it is, you know the tree by its fruit. We're the branches. And so, what we're doing is we're taking what God is doing in us and we're sharing it. Our definition, the difference between the vine and the branches. The vine is the source of life. We just looked at that. The branches carry that life out to fruitfulness. That means we are the conduit of God. We are the conduit that His living water can flow through. But if we don't stay attached to Him, He goes on to say, what good is that? If you're not attached to the vine, if you're off on your own, you cannot bear fruit. You cannot bring forth what I am giving you. The branches carry that life out to fruitfulness. A branch can be trimmed, it can be pruned, it can even be cut off, but not the vine. You see, God can do without some branches. Because there have been a lot of people, even Scripture tells us that some people come alongside and then they decide, no, you know, I got to go do this or this or this, and they go their own way. But a true vine, who Jesus is, bears true branches, who we are as followers of Him. And our purpose is to take His life and bring out of that life fruitfulness. That's our definition, our purpose. The purpose is this: to abide. Period. You see, if we abide, we're going to bear fruit. Our purpose isn't to bear fruit. Our purpose is to abide in Him. Because when we abide in Him, we will bear fruit. Does that make sense? And I think a lot of people get the cart before the horse, and they think, well, you know, my purpose is to go out and do this and this and this and this. My works will prove that I'm His. No, that doesn't prove that you're His. There's a lot of people doing works. And they think by their works they're somehow going to be able to be okay. That's not what Scripture says. Our purpose is to abide, to stay. The Greek word here is meno, which means to come and stay. Make your home here in Jesus. I find it so easy to stray. It's so easy for us to get out of that. It's easier for us to leave than it is for us to stay. I wonder why that is. The only thing I can think of is because I know our nature is selfish. And so there's many times that we don't want to stay because we don't want to do what we're going to do in the presence of Jesus. And I don't think I'm purposely being, you know, saying, you know, we want to do really bad things. We just want to do selfish things. He says, no, abide in me. I think many of us treat prayer as one of the disciplines of a religious life. But prayer is abiding in the life of the vine wherever we are at all times. Does that make sense? You see, I grew up thinking that in many ways, If I want to be a spiritual person, I've got to do these things. But somebody told me many, many, many years ago, it's not what you do that matters, it's who you are that matters. Psalm chapter 139, I love this passage, verses 7 through 12. It says this, "Where could I go," David says, "from your spirit? Where could I flee from your presence? If I went up to the heavens, you're there. If I made my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. And if I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you." David says, listen, I can't get out of your presence. I don't want to get out of your presence. Anywhere I would go, I still want to be in your presence. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9 tells us about God's eyes looking. "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to what? Strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to or abiding in Him." See, God's looking for people who are willing to stay. Are you willing to stay? Stay in His presence? Now, just want to stop for a moment and think this. You know, think about this. Pastor, are you saying we need to be like monks in a monastery and that's all we do is sit in solitary and just think about God all day? That's not what He says. What He says is, I want you to abide in me spiritually in my presence. Spiritually in my presence so that I can bear fruit through you. That's what I want to do. Is it possible for a branch to be cut off, disconnected from the vine, and still produce or bear fruit? No, it doesn't work like that, does it? God says if we abide in Him and He in us, we will bear much fruit. He didn't say, if you abide in me, you'll produce a little bit of fruit here and there. Didn't say that. He says, you will bear much fruit. So let me just turn it around and look at it from the other side then. We can all ask ourselves this question, are we bearing fruit? If we're not bearing fruit, what does that say about where I am in proximity to God? I'm not staying, am I? Because He says, if I stay, I will bear much fruit. If you're not bearing fruit, it's an abiding issue. It's a staying issue. If I'm not bearing fruit, it's because I'm not staying in Him. Our purpose is to abide. That's our purpose. What will happen if we take that purpose to heart and actually do it? We will begin to produce much fruit. We will bear much fruit. And look at what verse 2 says here. If you go back up to verse 2, it says, He will cut off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, He trims clean so that it will be even more fruitful. Look at the condition of bearing fruit. It's not if we work harder. It's not if we go to church more. It's not if we quote verses or give great sums of money or visit the sick. It is if we abide in Him. Because it's the abiding in Him that produces the fruit. We've got it so mixed up sometimes. I've got it so mixed up sometimes. I feel like I've got to go do something for you, God. I have to accomplish something for you. It's like many years ago as we were going through Henry Blackaby's study. He used this phrase. He said, you know, a lot of people say, don't just stand there, do something. His phrase was, don't just do something, stand there. Maybe that's what we need to do. It isn't abiding in Him. This is the fruitful connection that has been discounted way too long. See, God wants us to abide in Him, in Him alone. Why? Because it's in the abiding in Him that He can then do His work through every one of us. And that's my heart prayer. That's what God has called me to do. It's what God has called every Christian to do, is abide in Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You so much that when Your Word speaks, it's because You're trying to talk to us, touch us, right where we live. And as Jesus was speaking to His disciples that day, He said to them, listen, it's not going about doing good works that matters. What matters is staying connected to Me. Because when you do that, I will flow through you and you will bear much fruit. Father, help us to stay. Help me to stay. Lord, I wander too many times into my selfishness and my own desires. Lord, I don't want to do that. I want to stay in You. Lord, help that to be my prayer every single day, all day long, to stay in You. So that, Lord, You can use me and reach out through me to touch other people for You. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.